let's not do mock drafts for The Athletic. Instead, he uses a projection model to rank all 32 rosters heading into the draft. And the headline is NFL projection model ranks all 32 rosters ahead of the draft. Why are the Bears so low? Poor Jim Rutledge. For those of you wondering, the Bears are 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26th on their list. Woof. Here. Austin explains that his model assigns a value to each player and then examines what the expectation would be, how many points a team is expected to win or lose by against an average NFL roster. Now, again, I'm not a math guy. And
what are you?
I'm not sure.
The words guy.
Okay.
Helicopter parent guy. I'm not sure I buy all the analytics as much as I love Moneyball and the incredible film. I am confused as to how exactly this works, but I'm intrigued by the fact that whatever this model spits out of its supercomputer, the Packers are seventh.
Who's an average NFL roster?
Exactly. This is what I mean. I don't know how you... I feel like in today's realm, we just take, it's analytics, so it must be good. And I don't know. I don't know if I understand the concept well enough to critique it.
Seattle?
According to this, the average rosters, the ones that are the closest to the zero mark in this chart, because either you're on the red side that you're below zero, or you're on the blue side above zero, the teams that are within a couple tenths of zero are the Vikings at 0.1, the Chargers at 0.1, the Cowboys at minus 0.4. So those are teams that are below zero, but barely. So I guess they'd be the average rosters. Here are the ones that are in the blue or in the black. Tausch's eyes are glazed over, but I promise we'll get to these.
No. I'm trying to think who is ahead of Green Bay. And I'm going to guess, if we have any music, I would guess who is going to be ahead of the number 7 Green Bay Packers on this list.
All right.
And I would think you have to say Philly. Philly's
got to be one. They are number one.
Yeah, and they should be. Mm-hmm. So this will give me a good idea if I think this is credible or not.
All right, great.
I would think that the Detroit Lions would be up there.
They're number three.
I think Baltimore is going to be up there.
They are number two. So now you have 1, 2, and 3 off the board.
Is that by
the
a way, lot of credibility?
Are you giving us 565 analytics rankings of the best rosters? You go with your gut. Is that what this is? Comparing the two rankings.
I am not going to besmirch Klinkster and Gerriad in saying they do all the work. I'm not going to tell
When's
them what
the last
565
time they
analytics.
Put out anything out.
Don't threaten those guys.
I'm not threatening them. What did
I miss?
Yes,
you are. You're saying they're lazy.
That's not what
Here's
I said.
The deal.
Underpaid.
I worked that crew incredibly hard from September to January. I want good work-life balance in our analytics firm. I'm not interested in them grinding over the draft and the other stuff. They work in the regular season. I am not asking them. If they want to do a special side project, go for it.
We're asking them to go with their gut, ranking the 10 best NFL rosters just arbitrarily.
I would have liked to have. It would have been great if Bradley would have let us know. I could have sent one of those guys down for that analytics.
AI.
So they could have learned and probably spoke on what going with your gut looks like.
If we could get back to your guesses, that would be great. I don't think
Kansas City, even though they're...
They're fourth.
Obviously... I wouldn't put them. Is their roster that good?
I would argue
our wide receivers are better. I would argue our tight end is better. And I would certainly say our offensive line is better. And our running back is better.
Wide receivers? Okay.
So I'm not buying Kansas City's roster.
All right, they're fourth.
Being better than them.
There are two more teams ahead of the Packers on this list. Who are they?
It's got to be AFC teams.
One of each. I know you're looking for a clue, so I'll just give it to you. One AFC, one NFC. Okay. Very, very stealthy of you to say, it's got to be an AFC team.
Are people still trying to tell us that San Francisco's roster stacked?
They are not. They are on the plus side. They are 10th. 10th for the 49ers.
Minnesota's not. You already told us that. Otherwise, I'd maybe say Minnesota.
Nope.
Rams have Devontae now.
Is Washington?
Oh, yeah.
No, Washington is ninth.
All right, I think Buffalo is probably going to be put in there because of Josh
Buffalo
Allen.
Buffalo is five. Yep. There you go. You got one to go before you've cleared the top six ahead of the Packers.
The Rams. I think people are going to put the Rams in there.
Nope. The Rams are after the Packers. They are eighth. The team that you're looking for, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm.
Rated sixth. So now that you have the list, Eagles, Ravens, Lions, Chiefs, Bills, Bucks, Packers, Rams, Commanders, Niners, Broncos, Bengals. Those are all the teams that are above sea level. Does this have credibility or not in your estimation?
Yeah. I think it's credible, and I think when you look at it, I would take our roster over Buffalo's, but I think Buffalo is in the same case the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. The quarterback moves the needle to that point, Buffalo's roster as a whole is not better than Green Bay's. But when you add the Josh Allen-ness of it into it, same thing with Pat Mahomes. You add that quarterback, the superstar quarterback, moves the needle. And Jordan Love has not moved the needle nationally and probably locally to the degree these guys have. So I actually look at this from a Packer fan standpoint and say, attaboy, Goot. Attaboy, Goot.
Of course. Now, in fairness.
Well, no. Jordan Love is probably – where is Jordan Love ranked quarterback-wise nationally? I don't think people have him top 10. I don't.
And you do.
I don't know. I thought last year he was a top three in the NFC going into last season. I can't sit here and tell you after what we saw last year, even though I don't want this to turn into, boy, Jordan stunk last year.
That's not what I'm saying.
I thought he'd be a Pro Bowl quarterback in a watered-down Pro Bowl. And the fact Baker Mayfield had a better year. Sam Darnold had a better year. Jalen Hurts had a better year. I don't know Matthew Stafford's numbers, but Matthew Stafford, they led their team a little bit further. So quarterback is the differentiator. The fact that people view Jordan as a nice, young, developing talent, not a superstar, and the fact Green Bay's still seven as an overall roster, I view that as if Jordan elevates even close to that sphere, seven turns into 3-2 real quick.
So I guess my question is, how well do you and I understand you follow the league. I'm not trying to smirch your reputation. But how well do you really know the Buffalo Bills roster? Right?
Like, pretty good. Not necessarily name-wise, but when you start looking at how they play, I think their offensive line is okay. I don't think their skill guys are anything great. I think Josh Allen moves the needle that big of a direction.
So I think they've got some. I don't know where Tucker Kraft is viewed by other people that follow the league. Obviously, we hold him in high regard. We see him all the time. We saw the big jump he made last season. But are Dalton Kincaid or Dawson Knox, the tight ends for the Bills, significantly better, worse, different than Tucker Kraft is at this point, or are we just biased because we really like Tucker Kraft and we think he's
I just said, I don't have a problem with Buffalo being ahead of the Green Bay Packers because Josh Allen moves the needle.
Right, but what you're saying is that they could go the Packers could go from 7 to 3 or 2 pretty quickly. And I'm looking at their roster, and I'm saying they've got a first-team All-Pro at safety in Xavier McKinney. They had a Pro Bowler at safety and running back. And, I mean, come on. Where do we put Rashawn Gary in the elite list of edge rushers in the National Football League?
Pro Bowl.
Not very high.
He made a Pro Bowl. You're judging, not me.
My point is that I think we may, myself included, be guilty of overestimating. These young guys have all played a lot. But just how good are they right now today? How good have they been? Just because they've played a lot doesn't mean that they are. I mean, I think I've been spoiled because I have seen legitimately great players. David Bakhtiari is a great left tackle. Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, great quarterbacks. Davante Adams, Jordy Nelson, on and on, great wide receivers. I'm not sure that there's that many guys on this roster where I should be saying he's great. Josh Jacobs is damn good. Xavier McKinney is damn good. Jordan Love is good. But as you just said moments ago, like, we don't belong putting him. He had a stretch in 23 that was like Rodgers run the table 2016 numbers. People will push back and say, we had the fifth highest QBR if you go by the ESPN quarterback analytics. But the eyeball test to me says that these guys are all good. Good.
So you're telling me that there's no Tony the Tigers on our squad. Is that what you're telling me?
Are we using serial characters? So
they're very good.
I like
they're
this.
They're great. You don't have any Tony the Tigers on this roster.
We got some Toucan Sams.
It's a pretty good Tony the Tiger.
It's one of the few rotations he does well.
I don't know.
Now we lost it.
So there are great players throughout. I don't know if you can, how you can't say Josh Jacobs wasn't great. I don't know. I would totally disagree. Xavier McKinney was Tony Tiger last year.
Yeah.
He was. Zach Tom is very close to being a Tony the Tiger.
Zach
I don't
Tom
know if I tell Tony the Tiger,
he was
but
not Tony the Tiger last year.
What's that?
Zach Tom would tell you, like he told me, he was not Tony the Tiger last year. He was messed up all season long.
Let me tell you something.
After tearing
he's gonna
his
get
pec.
Himself a lot of cornflakes. He's going to get a lot of frosted flakes coming up.
I understand. Yes. But if a player himself evaluates himself that way, I think we should take his word for it. He's still going to get paid. He is still a very good player. But he would tell
Tony
you
the Tiger.
He was not Tony the Tiger last year. He was whoever the Applejacks character is.
Let me tell you something. There's been plenty of players that have told you they're Tony the Tiger, and they're not even like a really good post-toasties. So let's
you
just
went post-toasties
just,
there? How about Honey Smacks, that frog
don't
guy?
Don't just take everybody's word for things. Yeah, Zach Tom struggled at the end of the season. No doubt. He had a peck. He was not 100%. But let's not – I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm not saying he's not
now
capable
you're trying
of being
to,
a great player.
You're basically, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Uh-huh. You're about to.
You're saying the seventh best roster's bunk. You're not buying it.
I'm saying it feels a little high.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they're 17th. I'm saying they're 10th, 11th, somewhere in there. Christian Watson is not going to be available till November. Romeo Dobbs is inconsistent. Jaden Reed was their leading receiver the last 2 years, and he was on a milk carton in the second half of the season. Dontavian Wicks dropped too many balls, and I say that as his guy. I am a Wicks stan.
True.
And he dropped
do
too many balls.
Do they still put lost people on
milk
cartons?
I don't know.
Cartons?
That's a great question. I like the phrase. I probably shouldn't use it. Thank you.
No, I'm
but,
just curious.
Yeah,
I'm
he
curious.
Was he was MIA, he was AWOL, he was whatever he wasn't
so
productive.
So correct me if I'm wrong, because again, I have become a stickler because I don't want to tell you what you're thinking.
Who are their
you're
who are
telling
their elite
me
corners? Who are their great defensive linemen?
You have too much Nature's Touch milk in your fridge, and you don't have enough Frosted Flakes. That's what you're telling me about this roster.
There's this Raisin Bran with granola in it right now that I'm really hooked on.
Good.
It's a really good combination.
What's your thoughts on dehydrated fruit in cereal?
I do enjoy I know it's not ice cream, but I do enjoy the Special K red berries.
Strawberries.
Also one of my favorites. Yeah, with the strawberries. Yeah, those are dehydrated.
Okay.
I'm a fan of that, sure.
I would say the most overrated. We used to have grape nuts in our house, and I don't know.
Have you
ever
actually eaten a grape nut?
No, I don't like grape nuts.
They're terrible. I don't know who eats these.
I don't know either. I don't know. But that literally has been a brand that has sold for 50 years. I don't know anybody that eats them. Grape nuts.
Do you
Sounds
eat grape
good.
Nuts? There's not even any grapes in them. And I'm not sure they're nuts either. I don't know what they are. All right.
It's a weird texture too.
I don't understand the appeal. I do understand.
Do
the
we
appeal.
Not have? We don't have one Tony Blanken Tiger on our team.
No, we do. We do. It's Xavier McKinney.
You just said we didn't.
No.
No, you just said they're good, not great.
No,
That's where I got Tony Tiger from.
You forgot.
Check the tape.
You forgot to
check the tape.
Hey, you forgot to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought you said, and that makes this a little more cordial in this interaction.
That's true, and we've been very cordial today. Very cordial.
I believe I ran through the list, and then we got off the rails. When someone on the panel came out and said, well, Rashawn Gary was a Pro Bowler. Rashawn Gary was a Pro Bowler. I had run through how they had two great players on their team last year.
I would put the point we went off the rails when Tausch did his great. That felt like the real turning point.
Jesse, you know I wouldn't have went Tony Tiger because when he said good twice and he said really good, that's what triggered my Tony Tiger.
Could you trigger your read about Prize Picks, which, given your track record, no one is saying you are the Tony Tiger.
I had a great Masters Sunday. Whoa.
Prize Picks.
Great. Masters Sunday on Prize Picks.
Now he's an Irish Tiger.
What was that?
It was Irish. Indeed it was. Prize Picks is great everywhere, and it's simple to play. Pick more or less on at least two players. Shot to win up to 2,000. Used to be 1,000. Now it's up to 2,000 times your cash. You can run your game all season long on Prize Picks, and now is the time. If you've been kind of waiting, I don't know, NBA plus. You know everybody's going to play hard. You know everybody's going to bring it. Get in on the action right now. You can don't miss your chance to cash in as the playoffs get started. Download the app today. Use that code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, you got play-in games tonight and tomorrow, and then the big thing. It all starts up Saturday. I think I told you already. I haven't even looked at the projections. Giannis more, Halliburton less. That's where I'm at. I'm going to play that. Again, use that code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Is Tucker Kraft Tucker the Tiger? Is he great? We'll have that conversation next. It's Will D. Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tucker Kraft.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Tausche.
So you just said you've covered this team for 30 years, and you've seen Super Bowl championship teams. You've seen teams that should have won a Super Bowl that didn't. You've seen a couple that have. How many great players do you need to win a championship?
Well, it depends, Tausch, on how many really, really good players you have.
Good answer.
Thank you. I should be on a panel. Look, I love the Tony the Tiger angle. Also, Pipe Jim says he used to eat grape nuts. Now apparently they've come out with grape nuts flakes because even grape nuts realized nobody just wanted to eat a bowl of grape nuts.
Getting a lot of text on grape nuts.
Yeah, mostly positive or mostly negative.
I don't get grape nuts. Is that part of the, what family of cereals is that? Is that Kellogg's or is that?
What do you get? Oh, this sounds dangerously close to free advertising. Unless they have ice cream cereal.
Well, I'm just curious. Who makes grape nuts?
I believe Post, but I don't know that for sure.
John and Madison, grape nuts are perfect on a dish of yogurt and fruit or on top of some yogurt mix.
Okay.
Great source of fiber.
If you're
and
making your own parfaits.
Creamy base. Yeah.
That's not eating it as a bowl of cereal.
I think puffed wheat from a bland standpoint probably is the best bland cereal you could get.
Post is the company that manufactures grape nuts. They are a crunchy whole grain wheat and barley cereal.
It's just not great.
Jim on the south side. I buy grape nuts. They're great to spread on the icy driveway.
Oh, use it as a sand.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great marketing idea. Hopefully, grape nuts here's Jimmy. And brings them on board.
High in fiber, whole grain ingredients made of wheat and barley, not grapes or nuts, despite the name.
Yeah, it's weird. It's an odd deal. I don't know who thought of that. But
so who would be the Packers grape nuts player?
Oh, no.
Necessary because it's got good fiber. You need to have that fiber. It's a nice sprinkler. Long snapper?
I was going to say Quay Walker was grape nuts.
I was actually thinking Quay Walker, too.
Why do you guys think Quay Walker's grape nuts?
Because you're not excited about the bowl of grape nuts, but it's good for you. And it's part of a balanced diet.
I would disagree with you guys.
I am excited. I'm excited about Quay Walker.
Right. I am too. As I've said repeatedly.
You both said him, which is odd.
Because he was starting to turn the corner, and then he got hurt in Seattle. He has a chance to be something far more.
When has Grape Nuts turned the corner, though?
No, he had been a Grape Nuts player. He was starting to have some moments where he was being sprinkled on the yogurt parfait with some fruit and everything else, really starting to blend in, if you will, and be a more critical piece of the recipe. Then he got hurt. They got to decide on the fifth-year option with him. Like, I feel like he could be a cereal you're excited to eat in the morning.
Okay.
But right now he's kind of Grape Nuts.
I push back on that big time. What cereal would be the good, solid player? Cheerios would be the good, like, just a good, solid guy.
Yeah. What's Elton Jenkins, then?
Elton Jenkins, to me, is like Cinnamon Life or Honey Nut Cheerios. Better, really good. I like it. It's got good taste. That's where I would probably say I don't think he's not up to the great Tony the Tiger. Right. But I think he's got a lot of flavor, and I think he is a really good player.
He's got a lot of flavor.
Just like your Milquetoast Cheerios. You know what I mean?
Not entirely. No, I don't know.
Are we just awarding Frosted Flakes being the great because Tony the Tiger says so, or do we actually think Frosted Flakes are great?
Very fair question.
Because, like, I take Cocoa Krispies over... Frosted Flakes. I take a few things over. Not a lot, but a few over Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. And how do we factor in healthy versus fun kids cereal? Like Fruit Loops. Everybody loves Fruit Loops.
I don't like Fruit Loops. Don't like anything about Fruit Loops. Don't like Ginger Smacks. Or what's that one called? The one with the frog on it?
Ginger Smacks? Honey Smacks?
Yeah, Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
With the frog guy.
Yeah. Fun name, though. Fun name.
All right, and apparently I saw a text flash by Cocoa Puffs, not very popular with at least one of our carbless talk and text line texters. All right, I'm just trying to
look like the frog guy on Sugar Smacks. Old
Who
tea.
Does? Tausch looks like the frog guy.
He kind of looks like the frog guy on the front of the Honey Smacks box. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know anything about Honey Smacks. Never had it.
Rice Krispies. Where do we put Rice Krispies? Pipe Jim points out that they make noise.
Yeah, I think Rice Krispies. If we're getting rid of all taglines, I think Rice Krispies is one of the goat cereals. It makes a great. You want to make a dessert quick? You bring Rice Krispie treats to the party. Everybody loves it. Nobody's going to say, boy, that's not great. When do you ever bring Rice Krispie treats somewhere people aren't happy about it?
Well,
never.
How many other cereals are there that you can make them into a bar that you bring to a party?
Cornflakes you can make dishes out of, and you can make a dessert. Okay. Cornflakes is more, you know what? Elton's cornflakes, because of that versatility that
no,
you just
too
had.
Bland.
No, that's good.
No.
That's good.
No, too bland.
No, it's not that bland. There is sugar baked into the cornflake. And I just told you there's 100 things you could do with cornflakes.
I'm
Elton Jenkins
say Elton,
is the cornflakes.
No, Elton Jenkins is Captain Crunch. That's what I think.
Hmm.
Honey Smacks.
Have you come around and said now that you were, that you didn't, you said that there are no Tony the Tigers on this team? Are you admitting
no,
that?
I'm not coming around on that. Okay. I'd like to get to the teas that I delivered.
Sometimes it's exasperating. Sometimes I'm exasperated.
Oh. Welcome to the club.
Sometimes I get exasperated by you.
Is that right? I'd like to pay off my tease. Maybe what I should do here is what we did yesterday.
Tease that you were wrong and you said that. Now you're backtracking. Beep, 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 beep. But you don't want to do that, which is fine.
Badgers are going to the Final Four if they go through Milwaukee. Yeah. No,
what I
sure.
said.
Whatever you said. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tease this again. And then I'm going to tell you about. Then I'm going to tell you about Associated Bank, who I know is great. What is Tucker Kraft? What cereal is he? Is he a Tony the Tiger? Is he a Tucker the Tiger? Because the numbers, despite how much we love our Tucker Kraft around here, not just because he's a pickleballer, I think we may have a reality check coming on comparing him to some of the other tight ends around the league. We'll do that coming up after I tell you about a bank that is great, and it's Associated Bank. Great customer service, great perks like early pay where you get access to your money up to 2 days early, like credit monitoring to make sure your credit number is on point, fraud protection, got to have that these days, and of course they're also great because they've got Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking all under one roof. So if you want to make a great decision and switch banks, switch to Associated Bank. Go to AssociatedBank.com to start the process. What is Tucker Kraft? Using our Grape Nuts, Frosted Flakes, analytics, which has not involved the 565 folks who tell me that they have not heard from you in quite a while. I guess you're just giving them their time off. We'll get to Tucker Kraft.
From who? Me? I'm not going to be an overbearing boss. What? Those guys want
You're
me to start.
You're the definition of an overbearing boss who doesn't pay his employees.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough world out there in the analytics business.
Tucker Kraft next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Slow down. On Monday, not a sound. On Wednesday, yeah, might get loud. Hey. On Friday, but on Saturday, 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 we paint the town. Lose my sense of time or two.
I do. I just don't know if the word great has been devalued when we talk about sports. Like, what is Aaron Rodgers? What is
great?
What is Brett Favre? What is great. David Bakhtiari? What is Charles Woodson?
Great.
What is Tucker Kraft?
Mm.
So here's the thing. So, Tucker Kraft, there were only three NFL tight ends who had more touchdown catches last season. Mark Andrews had 11, George Kittle had 8, Jonnu Smith had 8. The tight ends that had 7 last year were Tucker Kraft, Sam Laporta, Pat Freiermuth, and Zach Ertz. Do you know how many NFL tight ends caught more passes last year than Tucker Kraft?
22.
17. Okay. Can you have the 17th most catches among tight ends and be considered great? Because, look, we think he's a very, very good player and is going to keep getting better. I just don't, like, when we're, this all started with talking about their roster, and Brock Bowers last year caught 112 passes for Vegas. Trey McBride, who just got a new contract from Arizona, had 111 catches. 47-year-old Travis Kelce at 97. Now, his wide receiver group, not very good, right? But how do we view the Packers' wide receiver group? Certainly not great anyone in there at this point, right? So this is why I struggle, because I want to accurately, I don't want to have my biases, positive or negative, influence. I try to be, and I often fail, unbiased in my view. If he's a player that I really like as a person, probably colors my judgment, even though it shouldn't. If he's someone who is a complete jerk that I don't like, it shouldn't color my judgment. But I tried to do that with Bill Schrader in that story, and then Matt Hasselbeck and Ryan Longwell and Bernardo Harris and Santana Dotson all said things that made that story less positive than it would have been otherwise. I guess I'm just saying, do we overvalue the Packers roster? And I feel like during the Favre and Rodgers years, we almost did the opposite, where we undervalued the roster and acted like these guys were so responsible for them being as good as they were. Well, now you don't have a quarterback who's as good as those guys were. And are we seeing that, hey, maybe this roster's similar to those rosters, but there was an elevation from two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So it's not so much Tony the Tiger as it is understanding what exactly is a fair way to evaluate this roster. And my gut, even though I don't work for 565 Analytics, although I get paid the same amount as the ones that do, my gut tells me that it's not the seventh best roster in the league. That it's somewhere around the 10 or 11 range. And the fact that, say, Washington, for example, which was in the NFC Championship game, is rated lower than them, it makes me wonder about what the data was used to come up with that number. Is that a fair position for me to hold?
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
Dynamite. All right, let's play some trivia.
I just think we cover the team and we look at it in depth, and there is a certain, I don't want to say glorification, but we do maybe listen to what coaches say in April, May, and you know, up until the season starts, and we, you know, coaches are going to be positive about their players. Otherwise, they're not going to be on the team. And sometimes you do get caught up in all of that, and then you hope and you want to see that next step that these players take. So, yes, and I keep coming back to, there was a wideout, and I continue to forget his name, where everybody thought he was going to be the guy in like 2011 or in
Torrey,
like 2012.
Gurley is who you're looking for.
Gurley. Everybody, oh my God, he's going to be the next guy. And then I don't even think he made the team, and then nobody picked him up, or if it was limited for a year. We do get caught up and we overvalue where some of our middle to back end of our roster players are. There's no doubt about that. But I think we might be undervaluing some of the young talent on defense. That's where I think, because the brand of Green Bay football for so long has been great quarterback play and, oh, the defense let us down. Well, that hasn't always been true. And if you want to look at it, last year's playoff game, our defense played awesome football. Our offense stunk. And if you don't turn it over four times, you beat the defending, you beat the crown Super Bowl champions. And it, you want to look at Tampa Bay, that NFC Championship game. There's always these storylines that sometimes aren't necessarily, just because it's been a certain way doesn't mean it will always be that way. And I do think this group on defense has a chance to be really good. We saw a little bit of it at the end of last year, and I think you're going to see that next step taken by a lot of guys. And if not, I don't know if this offense, without some of the additions, I'm not sure how much better they can be.
Torrey Gurley played three NFL games in 2013 for the Cleveland Browns. He caught one pass for 15 yards on three targets. That is his
stat
line.
And I would bet if I went back to the Wisconsin State Journal, I think you wrote for them at that point, that you would have had a glowing article about his role emerging as a Green Bay Packer wideout. I would bet.
Yeah, you'll have to go to the archives of ESPNWisconsin.com because
yeah,
that
I'm
was after I shifted
that,
over.
It's probably on that new, that great
I'm,
new app,
I'm
and
aware
I bet
that
we can find
won't.
It, right?
It is not on the great new app, but you're right about this. That app is great, just like Tony the Tiger. It is the Frosted Flakes, which are actually just cornflakes with frosting on them. So maybe they're not so great, but Tony Tiger tells us they are. But I am telling you that the new ESPN Wisconsin app is indeed great. Your state, your teams, your ESPN, everything you could ask for, the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. It's customizable on the homepage. So if you don't like me, for example, and I know some of you don't, you can move the little Wildy icon where you can get all my appearances on all the different shows. Move that to the bottom. Heck, delete it if you want. That's the beauty of having a customizable. You want more Buck stuff. You want to hear more from Justin Garcia. Well, move that toward the top of your feed. That's the beauty of a customizable homepage. It makes it easier and quicker for live listening as well. And your shows are at the touch of a fingertip. The ESPN Wisconsin app is available in the Apple and Android app stores. Again, your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today. Jesse, I'm looking at this rundown, and I don't see trivia. Is that on purpose, or is that an oversight?
That was by design today, yes, with two great guests, Mike Tannenbaum, Luke Fickell. Wanted to make sure we had enough time dedicated to talking about Tucker Kraft, the tight ends, the NFL draft, and cereal. So we were we're going to do double trivia tomorrow to make up for no trivia today. Double trivia Friday tomorrow, a little special.
So I have a follow-up to the Tucker Kraft question. I don't know what cereal we've decided he is. But what is Luke Musgrave then? We'll figure that out next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
There are moments where it feels like you're close, but taken holistically, those look like blips.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
To win a championship, you have to consistently be that team.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
We'll figure out which cereal Luke Musgrave is. Soggy cereal that's been left in the bowl, or maybe you just forgot to add the milk. It's been sitting on the counter. But, Jesse, you've got some text you're really excited about.
There are two here that I wanted to show for you guys because I think they're both pretty good, and I like giving credit where it's due. Joe in Green Bay, Tucker Kraft, South Dakota State, Jack Rabbit, cereal with a rabbit. Tricks.
Great places, great places, South Dakota.
I like it.
Nailed it. Yeah, nailed it.
Silly rabbit.
Now, Joe has to have – we need everybody that is Joe has to either tell us their job or a moniker in front, because you got Caddy Joe, you got Up North Joe. Joe now needs to have some type of moniker.
Maybe he's just average Joe.
No, he don't want to be just average Joe.
Nah, no, Joe wants to be average.
You don't come up with you don't come up with a quip like that being average. You don't.
But is he great?
Joe's serial comp, not to be outdone by Adam in DeForest, Jair Alexander would be the self-appointed Captain Crunch.
That's your winner. That is your winner for
that
today.
That one's great.
Nobody's beating that. That's great.
Yep, that's
that
the
is
winner.
Great.
Again, why do you add the accent of the Lucky Charms leprechaun to your great?
Who would be Lucky Charms?
I would argue Matt LaFleur might be
Lucky Charms.
Daniel Whelan, he's from Ireland.
I don't know. I think LaFleur is Lucky Charms. First head coaching job, he gets a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He's not very tall. Are you
the winningest coach in the history of the league through three seasons?
What about
Lucky Charms all the way up until mid-January? And then it changes. That would be Matt LaFleur.
What about Goody?
What about him?
Could he be Lucky Charms? Because he's always collecting heart stars and horseshoes, clovers and doubloons. He's putting everything all together.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. I'll have to think who Goody's going to be.
Well, while you think about who Goody is, you never have to think about what kind of beer you're going to drink. It's always Coors Light.
Always Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sober, responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I think I have to get a new live read sheet. She's starting to tilt. She's starting to tether. I love it. I have thoroughly enjoyed this sheet. I've ad-libbed off of it. I've had a lot of love for it, but I folded it and now it's ripped. Do we need a new one? I think so.
Yes.
Makes me sad. Maybe.
I feel like this point, do you even need the sheet?
No, but I like having it. I'm a sheet guy.
It's a crutch.
You know I'm a sheet guy.
It's a safety blanket.
I'm a sheet guy.
Oh, you're full of sheet. Yeah. We need to get to Luke Fickell. He's scheduled to appear on our program. The Badgers head football coach scheduled to appear next at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.